It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Good morning. After a noisy push for single-payer health care divided California Democrats last year and spawned months of hearings and discussions, a new state budget contains little to mark that debate. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports.
The state Senate passed the single-payer health care bill last year, which led to the state assembly halting it over major unresolved funding questions. Come budget time, the roles were reversed. The assembly proposed a first step toward universal health care coverage by expanding Medi-Cal access to undocumented immigrants. The Senate prioritized other funding, such as raising welfare payments. Ultimately, the other priorities won. The bill that implements healthcare spending instead creates a study group. It must report back in 2021 about how to get universal coverage. Democratic State Senator Ricardo Lara, an author of the single-payer measure, voted against this bill with this lament.
We could have and should have made a prudent investment toward making healthcare a more human right in California by expanding Medi-Cal coverage to our immigrant population.
The measure passed without that investment and heads to the governor. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Well, a voter initiative that would allow California's cities and counties to expand rent control laws has qualified for the November ballot. Capital Public Radio's Chris Nichols has more.
The ballot measure would repeal a 1995 state law called Costa-Hawkins that limits how far local governments can go with rent control. For example, the current law prevents cities and counties from applying rent control to apartments built after 1995 and from applying rent caps to condos or single-family homes. Supporters of the measure say stronger laws are needed as rising rents force more Californians out of their homes, but opponents say rent control has the unintended consequence of slowing down new construction, which can actually lead to higher rents as rental housing becomes more scarce. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
Also, late Monday afternoon, the Secretary of State's office announced another measure is eligible for the November ballot. It would require private sector emergency ambulance employees to remain on call during work breaks. It's intended to reverse a California Supreme Court ruling and comes after negotiations at the state capitol between the industry and labor groups broke down last year. Well, you can find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.